Well, she is the host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evening, 7:30, right here on Mater Dei Radio, or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And she's also the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. It is Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, David. It's great to be on with you guys.
Great to talk with you. A little snow out there this morning, a little bit of a surprise.
Yep, there were definitely a few flurries as I was driving in. So it was a bit of a surprise. Kind of pretty, too, though.
Well, it's still winter, I guess. Heading down February to the end of February. And then next week, already into the first week of March, of course. Next Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, gets us into Lent. So Lent quickly approaching. But I don't know about you, but I was thinking about this as we get into Lent. And I know a lot of churches will have their reconciliation programs at some point in time during the Lenten season, an opportunity to go to confession. And I can still remember, even though it's been many, many years ago, my first confession and first communion. We kind of did them back to back then. And it made me think about that and confessions. And how about you? Do you remember your first confession?
You know, only very vaguely. I do remember the chapel at our parish. I was at a Catholic school. I do remember the beautiful chapel. That's the main memory that I have is the space. It just kind of stood out for me.
Yeah. I think I was, I want to say third grade, about that time frame as far as my age when we did that, and then the first communion back-to-back with that. But you were talking a little bit, or expressed to me in an email, that you're working with that now, working with parents and children on their first confessions. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, David, I am. And it honestly is such a privilege to be able to accompany these children who are really wanting this this deeper understanding and appreciation of God's mercy and forgiveness. So it really is just a joyful privilege to help them on that part of the journey. And I'm working with almost 100 kids in 3 different languages. And on top of that, we've got working with the parish school and working with our great teachers. So it's really just a beautiful program. And, you mentioned the parents as well, David, and our classes are really geared towards family faith formation. So I want to be able to make sure along the way to equip parents to step into their role as the primary catechist, as the primary teachers as well. So I really want to give them the tools so they can serve in that capacity in their domestic church too. And, David, we've been meeting since September for preparation for First Reconciliation and Communion. And as you said, they're sort of back-to-back here. We've got First Reconciliations coming up in March and then First Communions a little later in early May. But we started in September, and really we've been laying down this groundwork for the children's participation in the sacraments. And we actually began, David, with just a discussion on recognizing the blessings in our life. And with kids, you know, they're young, second, third, fourth grade. When they're talking about the blessings they've received, they talk about they got a bicycle or a puppy or they saw a waterfall or ate their favorite food. And those are wonderful, but we say, you know, those are glimpses into the much even greater, more beautiful blessings that God wants to give us, the gift of life, the blessing of love. And then that kind of creates the space to talk about the blessings of receiving the sacraments and participating in these very special moments in our Catholic life. So it's just been beautiful to walk sort of month by month, and not just to see the kids' questions and their answers, but also to engage the parents. And along the way, we've had a few parents who this has ignited their own interest in their faith. Mm. And just this past weekend, I had one of our parents of one of the kids, she came into full communion and received her confirmation and her first Holy Communion. And that must have been very powerful for her child as well, who's preparing. So it's just really, again, just a privilege to be part of that. So We've got our retreat on Saturday for First Reconciliation, and so I'm working with Father John Henderson on that, and we do a little reconciliation refresher just to go over just a few of the key points why we go to reconciliation to begin with, and how it's so important in our life, and we kind of role play the sacrament because, you know, understandably, kids can be a little bit nervous. This is all a little abstract still. So we want to make sure they get a visual of what it's actually going to look like, and we answer questions along the way. And then I love doing a church tour. I love being able to, especially with families, David, we know they've been away. A number of them have not fully kind of re-engaged with the Mass, with kind of parish activities because of the pandemic. And so I want to do my part to really get folks reacquainted with the space and to really let them know that St. Anthony's is their spiritual home. And then I'll have discussion questions for the parents and the children. Again, David, my hope is to really be able to let the parents take the lead at home, to make matters of faith and sacraments and church and God, this should be integrated into their ordinary conversations just throughout the week.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking with Miriam Marston, host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evening, 7:30, right here on Mater Dei Radio or anytime on your Hail Mary media app, as well as the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard, talking about the first reconciliation for children and their involvement of their parents. And as you prepare the children for their first confession, do you look at it from the standpoint of doing it face-to-face with the priest or doing it in the confessional booth? I mean, how do you work with that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And we mentioned this during our retreat as well, because there is the option either behind the screen or face-to-face. I think overwhelmingly the kids want to do face-to-face.
Yeah.
Which is completely understandable. So they have more, it's just a little less intimidating. And also the priest is able to more easily kind of prompt along the way,
sure,
doing it face-to-face. But we do mention, because they'll wonder, well, what is this screen in the confessional?
Mm-hmm.
So we do explain that there will be an option. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it does seem less intimidating to me. Back when I was a kid, and maybe the same with you, I don't recall the face-to-face really being the option at that time. It was more of, this is the confessional booth, and this is where you will go in and do it. So it's nice to hear the approach that you're taking right now. So you said the first reconciliation, and then you prepare for First Communion coming up in May. Is that about right?
That's correct. And actually, we've started our sort of formal preparation for First Communion before we have the first reconciliation. So we've kind of begun the text and talking about it. But yes, we'll have First Communion's on May 8th, so it'll be Mother's Day.
Very nice. Well, great to hear about the program. Again, it's Miriam Marston, host of Blazing the Trail, Wednesday evening, 7:30, and again, the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. Miriam, thanks for taking your time this morning. Always great to talk with you, and we'll look forward to kind of hearing how the program progresses.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you, and God bless your listeners.
God bless you as well.